Welcome to Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and welcome to the spookiest show of all of October, Vampire Nights. Kai, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
You made it through again.
Yeah, I don't know how I keep managing to do this, but I watched another trash anime. Vampire Night, man.
Man, so this has been a joke with us since the first time we all watched it.
Yeah.
It is in fact trash, which is tragic because it's sort of cool premise. It's sort of cool story, and like everyone's got cool powers and there's a hierarchy, but it's sort of all relationships in a super superficial way. And it's rough. But you know what I realized, which made it totally less shitty on my part, is that this is just a soap opera.
No, that's fair. Like, that's fair.
And when I look at it in the same light I look at a soap opera, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I want from this. Yeah. 175% melodrama? Bring it to me. Oh, my God. He's a vampire? Who knew? That's the big swerve. Oh, my God. She was a vampire? Oh, God.
She was his sister? Great.
What?
So, like, when I look at the swerves in that light, I'm like, oh, this is everything it's supposed to be. It's just not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's everything that I knew that I didn't want, but it's here. And yeah, it came out in 2008, so that was 12 years ago, which at the same time, it definitely feels dated, I'll say, because I feel like that's before the golden age of anime made its way to America, like with Full Metal and My Hero and all of that other stuff that made anime kind of mainstream. Like, this is 4 years before first season of Attack on Titan Touchdown. So, like,
yeah, no, you really look at it and you see the line between like progress and very dated style, because it's 16:9, which is cool. But the art style is everybody's got really big eyeballs. And it's like, what the fuck? Half your head is eyeball.
Yeah. It's like that. And they're all like, all the female characters kind of look the same. And like only with like shape design. And it's just like it doesn't feel like any. This is back before I feel like they adopted them. You can tell who the main character is from a crowd, which I kind of like that, though. Like, yeah. The joke is you can pull up any shonen anime and be like, who's the main character? And by looking at their hair color or their features. This is kind of before all that happened. So there's that, because we got like five people with gray hair like Zero, and Yuki literally looks like a basic girl after school.
Which is kind of fine. You know, she sort of stands out on her own and sort of like us seeing a lot of her, but she doesn't look a lot different than like her classmates.
Yeah, no, like Yuki is the only character I like in this series.
Really?
Yes. Or maybe it's that like I just like Zero and Kamina so much. Because I feel like premise the reason why I just like Vampire Night so much, because it gives me a Twilight feel. And I hate Twilight. Like, those movies.
That's so tragic.
Were trash. Like, the books were equally trash. Like, I don't understand why people were like, oh, yeah. Now, Bella has Stockholm Syndrome and issues. Like, that's what that was. But anyway, Yuki's character is just, to me, like a breath of fresh air in this series, because she's like, oh, you know, what's the point of being all serious and all the time? It's like, I'm going to be serious with my duties, but I'm also going to be like a real human being. I'm going to feel like real emotions. There's going to be a spectrum. Everybody else is just like, I'm just brooding. And Yuki's like, nah, man, this is life. Like, granted, that changes as the series goes, but she also has like development. Like, people can argue, like, I mean, her development is forced upon her, but it's still...
She changes, yes. I wouldn't say she grows, but she certainly changes.
I feel like, yeah, because, like, I mean, and that's a...
Maybe that's my problem with, like, how the story works. Like, why this is super B tier for me is because there is no real growth. No one really truly makes a genuine change, like, in acknowledging the way that the world functions and growing as a person and becoming better or towards their goals. It's all just, this is this person, and at the end of the series, now this is this person now. Like, we saw everything about how we got here, but it wasn't, like, growth. Like, oh, now he's a vampire, and now he has to deal with, like, vampire bullshit. And now he has a brother. Great. Surprise. But his brother's an asshole.
Yeah.
So when his brother dies, it's like, oh my gosh, he feels connection to his brother, but his brother's been an asshole and got his entire family murdered. So, like, should we really care? I don't know. Which is half the problem.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, the whole theory of, like, I don't even know if it's a theory. It's, like, the rule of vampire hunters to, if there's twins, that one has to die because the other one's supposed to kill the other in the womb for power. Like, it's very convoluted.
Which I guess I'm cool with convoluted. You know, you gotta have some reason for this to work. And they explain it away like it's a curse from, like, when the original vampire hunters drank the blood of vampires to become, like, vampire killers. So, like, part of that curse was the embryos consume each other as the vampires do. And, like, no twins are ever born. So now that we have two twins actually born of a vampire hunter family, like, oh my gosh, what crazy stuff is going to happen to them? One's going to kill their entire family and the other was going to, like, drink their blood. Who knew?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But what I do like, I like the vampires in this series.
Yeah.
Like, I like their way of doing things, like their makeup. Like, each one has a special power. Like, I rock with that. Like, to vampires in anime have always been the most interesting things to me because they're never consistent. It's like, and I feel like every series has them. Like, Seven Deadly Sins, Strike the Blood, freaking JoJo. Everybody has a vampire character somewhere throughout their series.
And you know what? I feel it. I feel that. That's one of the reasons why this sort of kind of works, right? Is because of the way that the vampire, like, structure is set up and how there is both, like, vampire the plague for humans, like humans turn to vampires that, like, devolve into madness and just kill, into like the hierarchy of vampire society and the politicking. That would have been really cool, right? If Vampire Knight could have done politicking like Code Geass did politicking, but, like, about vampires, that would have been so crazy. However, that's not the point of this story. The point of the story is to tell about relationships, I guess.
Maybe, yeah, sure. But, no, it was really, like, I like all of Kamina's, I guess, goons, per se.
Kaname.
Kaname, yeah.
Kaname.
You've got, yeah, you've got the dude who's, like, in love with him. I think, is that Akatsuki? No, it's not Akatsuki.
No, Akatsuki's the guy with the fire. You're thinking about...
Aido. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Aido.
Yeah, Aido is, like, in love with Kamina, and he has got, like, ice powers. And, like, you never really, like, get the depiction of what type of love it is.
Oh, we know what kind of love it is.
Yeah, we do.
It's like two levels. One, I wouldn't mind if he drank my blood. And two, like, I revere his knowledge and power.
And, like, three, daddy. But, like, yes.
Well, that's the whole point about vampires, is the blood drinking is the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Winky face.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, gosh. I don't know why that.
Sorry. I just hate to feel like a curtain now.
Yeah, no, I'm just like.
But that, I mean, like, it's always in those sort of, like, positions and situations where it's like, oh, no, drink my blood. Oh, no, don't drink my blood. You know, it's all about consent.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Yeah, which there is no non-consensual blood drinking in this anime. There is in the manga, but not in the anime. So
we're not getting there yet, bruh.
Yeah.
Save that for the end.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, each of the vampires has a power, and Kamina is, like, the progenitor of them with a Kuron name. He's, like...
Man, that was one of those crazy things where I'm like, okay, so they said he's a progenitor of the Quran family. Kaname Quran is like the first Quran. But how does that work? How is he like right here, right now? What the fuck is going on?
I guess
something that really interests me that like they didn't follow up on.
Yeah, like, and like I would definitely, it's weird. Like I would say this isn't per se a bad series. I would say it's not executed correctly. I feel like the manga does it better. Better than zero is still one, right?
Yeah, anything in the positive is it's towards positive. So that's really what it is. It is a very interesting story. But it's not the greatest storytelling that exists. Like, you won't be disappointed that you watched it. You'll just be disappointed about how long it took you to watch it. Which, that's the super secret. Are you ready for the super secret, Kai?
Sure, give me the super secret.
Just watch it at 1.5 times speed. In a language you can actually comprehend.
Yeah, like, you and my sister do the same thing. Like, where y'all watch things, like, at high speed. And I'm just like, now, I feel like I lose enjoyment that way.
Well, okay, this probably worked for me on this one because I'd already seen it. But watching 26 episodes at 24 minutes this episode at warp speed saved me about 3 to 4 hours of a 10-hour runtime. So yeah. If I only spent 6 hours instead of 10 hours, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know, you can only do that if, one, you ain't super concerned about, like, engaging in the story, because the story is only one part of animation or visual storytelling, right? The length of a scene matters in relation to other things. How long you see something on a screen matters. What you see matters. So I will give you that warp speed does take away from the appreciation of the other portion of watching an anime, which is, what am I looking at? Like, true. What is the director trying to show me?
True.
But with Vampire Knights, I was trying to get through it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's 100% fair. And I wonder, is it just us that have a bias? Like, is there a deep fan base for Vampire Knight?
There's got to be, man. There's got to be. Because, like, they've continued to animate. Well, they haven't continued to animate, but they continue to write more manga and translate it. So I'm sure that there is a fan base. We're just not the market.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm glad we're not the market, to be honest with you. Like, I don't want to be the market.
So let's talk about, like, our three main characters.
Yeah, we've got, I almost called him Zoro. We've got, not Zelda, not to my head. We got Zero, so there cool. We go.
That would have been so cool, fucking Zoro, out here trying to, like, catch the One Piece with Luffy.
Oh, Lord. So,
but like a vampire?
Yeah, it's like a sad boy pirate, which is different from being a sad boy vampire.
Is it, though? Anyway, so we got Zero, who is a vampire hunter.
With a tragic ass.
Yes, because you can't not have one of those in a soap opera.
Yes, we've got Zero Kiru, who is a vampire hunter, who's a half vampire, but not from birth. He's a vampire because he was bitten. And for some reason that I'm sure made sense when they explained it to me, he didn't fully turn into a vampire.
Oh, so he's square ass wholly a vampire. But it's only because, like, he's only not a vampire because he's a vampire hunter, right? So there's no two ways about it. He's square ass a vampire. There's no undoing that. But he's also got the obligations to, like, murder vampires. So I don't know. Maybe it's just about strength. Like, now he's on their level.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
And he became a vampire when his family was tragically murdered.
By a vampire.
And how did that vampire come tragically murder his family? Because his punk bitch brother.
Yes, because his twin brother, who belongs to the gutter, was like, I don't receive love from my family, but I feel like I have love from you, vampire crazy woman. And she's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, sure.
She's like, they killed my lover, so fuck it.
She's like, I'm going to like kill them and then take their son, because that's like the anime plot thing to do. So, you know, that's what she did. And like his stupid brother has this huge vendetta who he's trying to like get. He's like, I'm going to kill Zero because I couldn't become a vampire. Like, I wasn't chosen to be bitten. So I'm mad. And then he does some really sketch stuff where he lets his brother drink his blood, which is why earlier when he said that, I was like, okay.
Man. But yeah. Okay. One, it's weird. All right. Got to open with that. Two, it was kind of sweet. Still weird as shit, right?
Yeah.
Got to open with that. But it was kind of sweet. Like, the whole story, like, you watch is about, oh my gosh, we were the curse of the twins. We're supposed to be one. One of us is supposed to be stronger. And it's like, oh my gosh, Zero stole 1.5 times the power. So Ichiro, whatever the fuck his name is, because it's Zero and One, lol.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm weak because you stole half my power. So we got to become one. You see all the scenes of them as kids, you know, hanging out in the same bed because his weak-ass brother. he's like, I'm cold. He's like, I'm sorry, I stole the ship from the womb. I guess I'll sit here with you. So the ending scene is like his brother shoots him because Zero is just being a punk bitch himself, hanging out in a dungeon because, oh my gosh, I said I would never let Yuki become a vampire. And what is she? She was a vampire from the fucking jump. Spoilers. So he's being a punk bitch in the dungeon. And his brother's like, bang. Now you have to suck my blood so we can become one. Because I'm currently dying. What? It's a soap opera. That's crazy. Anyways, it was kind of sweet in a, oh my God, this is weird way. But in our last episode about Higurashi, I don't think this is any more or less weird than Higurashi. It's certainly just less violent.
Yeah, fair. Very fair. It's probably like super weird. This is probably like, I don't know. So it's going to get weirder. So I'm just going to go on. Then we have Yuki, who is the adopted daughter of the principal of this school. By the way, yeah, they're, this takes place in a high school setting, by the way, like an academy, cross academy.
So we got schoolgirls again. We're wrapping up the month of 100% spooky schoolgirls.
Yeah, that's what we're rocking with. We're rocking with spooky, scary schoolgirls and things like that. So, yeah, this takes place at a school, and it's just, like, partially the, like, it's an academy for vampires and for humans because the headmaster's like, I used to kill vampires, so I need to do the right thing.
Bruh, he didn't used to kill vampires. He used to be the number one vampire hunter. And somehow, he became a pacifist and was like, vampires and humans can live together, so I'm going to start Cross Academy because I'm Kyan Cross. And we're going to be like, no fighting. So we're going to have humans and vampires learning together and sure. We later find out that Kyan Cross, the number one vampire hunter, took in Yuki to become his adopted daughter to help protect her from the vials of vampire kind.
Yeah. So that's that quick rundown. And Yuki is a normal girl who's thrusted into all of this, but she has like a weird, I would say, love slash obsession with Kamina, the other character that we're going to get into. And that's basically her personality for the first part is, Zero loves me, but I love someone else. And then I find out Zero's a vampire, and I'm shocked. So I'm going to let him eat my blood because he's in pain, because that's what I do.
Yep, and the entire time she's like, Kaname, you saved my life, but Zero is going to like throat fuck me. Sorry. That's not the name phrasing we should use. Sorry. he's going to drink my blood from the neck area. Yeah, it's just super weird. And it's like all of this tension because Kaname is like the greatest vampire ever. And so the fact that this petty little vampire in Zero is getting to suck the blood of someone he really cares about, like the only person he cares about, is like, oh, when is this going to go bad?
Yeah, no, like, so Kaname is like, he dislikes Zero because they know what's up between the two. So it's like a whole, he's like, yeah, I don't like her, but, or I don't like him, but, you know, Yuki does. So there's this whole, like, rivalry between Kaname, who is the progenitor of the vampires, and Zero. But then we get into season 2, episode 9, because it's always episode 9. Oh, my 9.
God. Was it episode 9? I thought, so episode 7, when we learned the secret about Yuki being a vampire, at the end of episode, it's like, wait, don't shoot him, because he's my brother. And then episode 8, season 2, we're like, oh, my God, how the fuck does this work?
Yeah, no, you're right. That was episode, so it was episode 8 where we saw,
like the whole backstory.
Yeah. So we were one off, but so we get to see that whole, basically Kamina bites Yukini or turns Yuki, and then Yuki bites him and he's like, you're a vampire, but you're my sister, but we're also betrothed because we're a family of
pure blood vampires.
Yes.
So that's one of those things about this is like the hierarchy of vampires, right? So there's a line of purebloods who have only ever been with vampires, right? And then there's like the aristocrats who are, you know, pretty pure. They've only fucked vampires except for like their great-great-grandparents who like fucked the human one time. And then you've got humans who have been turned into vampires who immediately degenerate into like beasts.
Yeah.
Just killing monsters. So like that's the hierarchy. And like the big thing here is that Yuki was like, oh my gosh, I'm a human. Until Kaname was like, nope, turned her into a vampire, gave her his blood, and was like, by the way, welcome back to reality. A Yuki from School Live.
Yeah, yeah, you know? And because, I mean, the only difference was this Yuki was, I want to say, her memories were taken from her.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening with that, opposed to the other Yuki who was like lost her damn mind.
yes. Fair play. But yeah, so that's sort of like what it is, you know. The whole story is it goes deep, which half the time we spend with Yuki is her trying to like remember. What about the past that I don't know anything about? Because my entire life starts with Kaname saving me from a vampire.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. I rock with Vampire Yuki. Like, she is the superior Yuki. Because, like, A, she's got, like, psychic powers. And B, she's just like, yo, if Kamina is the king, does that mean I'm the queen? So how about you let me leave? Otherwise, I want to beat you up, which, you know, I was like, in this series, this is the best I'm going to get. So I accept it.
Which, you know what? I'll give it to you.
Because that ending fight was trash.
Like, oh, my God. Yes. I'm mad that even at warp speed, I look down at the clock and watching the climax of that fight. Episode 13 of season 2, we were 4 minutes in and it was done. It was already over. Like, what? This is what we're doing? We're already done? Great.
Yeah. It was really bad. Like, the fight. And then you had, like, all these other, like, vampires who got sent by the council. Or were they vampires hunters that got sent?
Both.
Yeah.
That's the big reveal. That the Senate of Vampires and the Vampire Hunter Association were all in cahoots.
Yeah, they were all in cahoots to kill Kamina because, like, he was the truest vampire and held all the secrets. And, well, they And then at the end, we see Kamina's like, I'm going to go restore the clan and live my life. And Yuki's like, I'm going with you, brother. And Zero's like, are you choosing him over me? And
you got to put that in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, brother. brother. Sorry. Because they're all beasts. Anyway. But no, yeah, yeah. At the final, like, wrapping up the episode, you know, Yuki meets with Zero. And Zero's like, I hate vampires, even though I am one. And she's like, do you hate me because I'm a vampire now? And he's like, I remember when I would said I'd never let you turn into a vampire, and then you were a fucking vampire. Surprise. So prove to me you're a vampire. I don't believe it. Bite my neck. And then she does, like a goodbye kiss. And he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, no, there's no two ways about that. Go. But believe you me, I'm going to find you. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you, winky face.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and this is where, and that's where the series, the anime ends. No more of that. No anime. It doesn't ever come back. Like, that's the end. And then just a brief description of the manga.
Oh, my God.
She ends up, I guess, marrying Zero, but like Kamina is still her fiance,
like vampire lover.
Yes, so it's like really weird. And then she dies, but she has a kid, and like
with both of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sarah was like, "Ho!" I'm like, "Wait a minute, hold up, do not be like vampire judgy." That's her business.
Yeah, she has like a kid with both of them, which is wild. And then dies. So I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going
Bruh.
On.
From the horse's mouth, girl was like, yeah, she had a kid with both of them. Hell, I forget. I up and forget. There's something gnarly, though. There's something gnarly.
She has a kid with both of them.
Yeah, yo, no. So, yes, it's she had a kid with both of them. And the reason she had a kid with Kaname was not so that she could be his wife. It was so that their kid could be Kaname's wife.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yes.
How weird do we have to make this, Japan?
Yes, that's what I was telling you the other day. And I was like, I feel like I missed something. And that was the part. Yeah, it's like, and then like she turns Kamina human somehow, like with her dying. And it's just like, you don't have to live with this eternal pain. I'm just like, huh? I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, it made no sense. So, yeah, and it's like
I'm not telling you don't enjoy Vampire Night.
I'm telling you if you enjoy it, you're fucking weird.
No. I secretly enjoy it for what it is.
Like I said, you're weird.
Okay, fair play. All right, fair play.
I ain't gonna lie. But I don't enjoy it, but I've watched it 3 times, so obviously something has clicked in my head. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the torture that I think I deserve.
Just like Zero. Anyway. No, like, if you enjoy this, like, it's fine. It took, like, 6 hours of my life at warp speed. Plus, there's some manga to read if you want to get really weird.
Read the manga so you can, like, have the full experience of, like, just your skin crawling.
Yeah. It's fun. It's been fun for us in the it's just a joke, like, kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, because anytime we like, go to something being really rough, it's just always, like, hey, bruh, go watch Vampire Night. And it's like, you asshole. But there's a reason, because we both watched it, and now again. So it's like a shared experience of it being sort of rough.
No, you're right. I'm not going to lie. Like, part of me secretly wishes that the rest of it would get animated.
Oh, no, totally. So we can be like, oh, my God, that's actually what happened. Wow. So, oh, which, like, that whole, like, manga storyline about, like, the kid just to be the, like, wife is like taking me back to like Twilight, you know. It's like,
yeah,
didn't the kid of the vampire and her become like the wife of the werewolf or some shit.
Yeah, like they're like Edward and Bells or whatever her name is, kid, ends up going with the werewolf, but like he falls in love with her like as soon as she's born.
Like in like, the womb. The moment of conception, he's like, oh my gosh, this embryo. That's the shit right there.
Yeah, like, and what? Then they're like, it's not weird, it's natural. I'm like, oh, what?
It's not weird, it's vampires.
Like, it's just, it's garbage is what it is. So I would watch Vampire Night any day over Twilight. I'll just say that. Like,
yeah, you know what? At least because there's a clear ending and the animation is consistent.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, that's definitely fair because this is trash. That's,
You know what this is? It's done. We're finally done with Spooky Month, Kai.
We are. And we've come so far.
Akaku, akaku, akaku.
Oh, God.
Man. We should have opened with that. Anyway, coming up next week on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist, we're going to be talking about one that you have been bugging me to watch forever. Fruits Basket.
Yes, finally. I didn't know he was going to say that. I was so excited. I get to rewatch it. Oh.
Yeah, I would have forgot because I was like, yeah, let's do Naruto. But like, I remember we had said something about Fruits Basket.
Yes.
So we're going to do that and then Naruto.
Yes, season one. So.
Yeah, something like that. Season one, arc one, there's a bunch of shit. Yeah. But yes, like we'll block that out because it's super long.
But you're not allowed to watch it at like 1.5 speed.
You can't tell me not to watch Naruto at 1.5
speed. Oh, no, Naruto, yes. I'm talking about Fruits Basket. Yeah,
Fruits Basket, it's not that long. I could watch it at regular
speed. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know. So, like, yeah. I was talking about Fruits Basket because that's what you had me on. Also, you're not allowed to watch the dub of Fruits Basket. It's horrible. I'm sorry if I mentioned.
Like, hey, fair play. We'll watch the sub at regular speed of Fruits Basket. But you can catch that next week here on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. Now, you can catch the show on all of your pod catchers. We're talking Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you prefer to get your podcasts, along with on Twitter at Your TSP. That's URTSP.
Yes, and you can catch me at Static Dreads with a Z on the Twitters. Yeah, stay tuned for some great tweets, and, you know, let's give it our all, guys.
We are fighting. Oh, that's not this next week. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we'll catch y'all next week for Fruits Basket here on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist.
Bye.